traveled on, paved with all the tribulations of the martyrs that have gone. If you're grateful for their victory and for showing us the way, then give thanks for all your blessings. Get on your knees and pray. Sorrow filled with selfishness and greed, there remains a glory fountain to supply our every need. You can find it in the temple with a welcome on the door, but be sure to count your blessings before you ask for more.
Thank God for every flower and each tree. Thank God for all the mountains and the sea.
And happy Thanksgiving. Welcome to WWGP's Good Time Gospel Thanksgiving with your host, Pastor Jeff Mazingo. For the next 2 hours, sit back, relax, and enjoy some good old gospel music and count your blessings.
And good morning, Sanford, North Carolina, and to all the listeners out there, good morning to you, and happy Thanksgiving. I am Pastor Jeff Mazingo, and we welcome you to a very special program here on WWGP. We do call it a Good Time Gospel Thanksgiving, and let me say right up front, we thank God for allowing us to be here with you today. We thank the owners of the station here, Mr. John Hockaday, and all the staff. We've got song leader Roy here with us, but all the staff, we thank all of them for making today's program possible. You know, this is the 6th year that we've been blessed to participate in this program. And let me say this too. All the swap shop workers, they're taking today off and tomorrow off. So don't call in for the swap shop today or tomorrow. Mr. Mann and Mr. George and Mr. Roy, swap shop Roy's not here. We got song leader Roy with us today. But swap shop's taking a day off today and tomorrow. But George will be back on Saturday, as I understand, to run the swap shop. But we're not doing swap shop this morning. We've got a special program, Good Time Gospel Thanksgiving. And we'll be on for the next 2 hours. And we're glad to have you with us. We're looking forward to having a wonderful time now as we begin this Good Time Gospel Thanksgiving. And now, you know, people do all kinds of things on Thanksgiving Day. They like to do all different things. And, you know, some folks like to go hunting that morning. Some folks are either shopping or getting ready for shopping later tonight or tomorrow morning. God bless you if you want to go fight all that crowd for that. And some people just like to get outside. Some make plans to maybe go travel and see family and friends, whatever. One good thing we do like to do, though, is do that. We do like to visit with our friends and our family, and I don't know if you're going to be able to do that today. I don't know if you've made plans for that. You might not even have anybody that you can go visit. I don't know. Maybe you don't have anybody going to come see you today. But what I do hope you'll do is that you'll stay with us for the next 2 hours, and let's just have ourselves a little visit, a little bit of fun today, some fellowship this morning as we listen to some good gospel music. And most of all, what we want to do is we want to thank God for the blessings we have in our lives. You know, the Bible says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people." And that is exactly what we hope to do this morning. And we do want to hear from you. We want to hear what you're thankful for today. We're going to ask you to call in over the next 2 hours and let folks know what it is you're thankful for. And whatever you might be facing today, folks, if you think about it for a little while, I'll bet you can come up with at least something that you can be thankful for this morning. If you're listening to me, you then I know you've got something to be thankful about. Not in hearing me and my voice. You might not like the way I sound. You might not like my personality. That's okay. But if you are listening, that tells me you're still breathing. You're conscious this morning. You do have a radio or maybe an internet connection. And maybe you just want to praise God in some way and thank him for the many blessings that you've got in your life, some specific blessing. Maybe you want to express gratitude for someone in your life that you know, you're thankful to God for them being with you or knowing them, or over the years you've known someone, a loved one. Whatever you're thankful for today, you call in during these next 2 hours. You call in and let it be known. And I'm sure if you'll do that, that it can lift your spirits, encourage you, thinking about how good God's been to you. It can encourage other people, and that's why we're broadcasting this. Let you call in, let other folks know how good God's been to you, the blessings in your life, and that'll encourage others. And we encourage one another talking about how good God is. And then most of all, it gives us the opportunity to glorify God, and he is worthy of that. And so our phone lines, they will be open very soon. And we're going to take just as many of your calls as we can handle today. And we hope we get a lot of them. Like I said, this is the sixth year we've done this broadcast. And let's make this a record-breaking broadcast day. Get just as many calls. We want to hear from just as many of you as possible. So we're going to take as many calls as we can handle. And we'll take those calls until just a few minutes before 10 o'clock. And then we're going to break for a little bit. I think probably have a time of prayer, listen to maybe one more song, and then we're going to get on out of here. Song leader Roy's got things to go do with his family. Me and my family, as far as I know, we're going to be traveling over to Pitt County area, maybe outside of Pitt County a little bit, but over that area to be with family today. And but we got these next 2 hours together, and we're going to have a good time, I do believe. And I hope you'll stay with us as long as you can, maybe through the whole two-hour block, but just be with us for what time you can this morning. Now, we are excited again to be here with you, and we hope to hear from you, as many of you as possible. And so what we're going to do now, right now, let's go ahead and get a couple songs going to let you kind of get awake, get that cup of coffee, get going, get your phone out, and start dialing. And let me say this. If you know somebody that you can call this morning and encourage them, invite them to tune in and listen, be a part of our Good Time Gospel Thanksgiving, call them first and then call us here at the station and let us know what you're thankful for. And so you call somebody else if you can, invite them to tune in, and then get your phone and give us a call. The phone number for calling here, where you can call and let folks know what you're thankful for, is this right here. It's 919-775-1050. That's 919-775-1050. One more time, 919-775-1050. And we're going to play a couple songs before we start answering those calls, but you go ahead and get ready to start calling in. But let's go ahead and get things started off. And we're going to do is we're going to let Mr. Bill Monroe come in and sing us a song about work. And we say people work on Thanksgiving, and then people travel on Thanksgiving as well. So we're going to let Mr. Bill Monroe start us off with a song, "I'm Working on a Building." And we're going to jump right after that to the Happy Goodmans and let them bring us a song. It's called "I Wouldn't Take Nothing for My Journey Now." And after those two songs, we'll start taking your calls. Song leader Roy, if you'll go ahead and get Mr. Bill Monroe going.
Holy Ghost building for my Lord, for my Lord. building too. I'm working on the building, I'm working on the building.
Hallelujah.
I'm working on the building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's the Holy Ghost building, it's the Holy Ghost building.
Hallelujah.
It's the Holy Ghost building for my Lord, for my Lord.
Appreciate that good music there to kind of get us started. I think the internet feed's been having a little bit of difficulty, so I hope the folks out there will be able to hear us online here this morning, and they're working on trying to see what they can do to see if they can get that straightened out. But we're going to keep on with our visit here on A Good Time Gospel Thanksgiving. You know, the Bible does say this. It says, "This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." And that's exactly what we're doing today, and we're going to be glad anyway. Whatever happens with the electronics and however the weather might be, where you are, where we are today, it's a beautiful day right now, but you may hear this by way of recording later on, or wherever you're listening from, it might not be that nice. But I'm going to say this, I'm thankful to God for this day, rain or shine or come what may. I'm thankful for the life that God has given me. He's allowed me to get to this day. And so we do appreciate that. Do we have any calls coming in yet, Song Leader Roy? All right, folks, we do want to hear from you. If you're out there, the phone lines are open. You need to start calling in and let people know what you're thankful for today. Phone number for that is 919-775-1050. That's 919-775-1050. And while we're waiting to hear from you, get those calls in, well, maybe you need a couple more songs to get you going to kind of allow you to get your phone out and start dialing. So let's, Song Leroy, let's get some songs here to let folks kind of think about having a good outlook for each and every day of our lives. Let's go ahead and let the Whites come up and sing us about keeping on the sunny side, keep on the sunny side. And then after that, if we don't get any calls, we might go ahead and get Flat and Scruggs and let them sing Bubbling in My Soul. Well, let's go ahead and go to the Whites now.
Well, it's bubbling, 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 bubbling.
All right. Some good music, thinking about how good God has been to us just in this day and how blessed we are to have this day here with us. So I'm glad that you're with us. If you're listening in out there, we'd invite you to go ahead and give us a call and let folks know what you're thankful for this Thanksgiving morning. The phone number for that is 919-775-1050. That's 919-775-1050. And we invite you to go ahead and give us a call and let us hear from you, and we'll bring you up. And you can tell folks, maybe you don't have to say everything, but if it's just one thing you want to tell God you're thankful for and let folks know what he's done for you today, we'd love to hear about it. And I'm kind of going through letting you know some of the things I'm thankful for, and I guess I'll go ahead and need to do this one right up here early in the program and say I am thankful to God for my salvation. I thank God for saving my soul. And let me say this. I thank God for the Savior who made it all possible, and his name is Jesus Christ. You know, the Bible makes it clear to us, folks, every one of us are sinners. I'm not trying to pick on you, hurt your feelings, make you mad this morning, but that's just the truth. We're all sinners. The first man that God created, his name was Adam. He sinned, and the Bible tells us sin entered into the human race, and all of Adam and Eve's natural-born descendants, we're all coming to this world as sinners, because sin has been passed down, that sin nature has been passed down to every one of us, and then we go about and do things we ought not do, things contrary to God and his will for us. We sin on our own, and sin separates us from God, and because of sin, every one of us, in that lost and sinful condition, every one of us is facing the judgment of God, and it's right that he would judge sin, because he's a just, righteous, and a holy God, and he'll judge sin, and we're facing the judgment of God because of sin. But the good news is this: God, this same God who's going to judge our sin, he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That's Jesus Christ. He gave Jesus Christ to come and die to pay for our sin. He gave his only begotten Son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. If you'll trust in Jesus Christ, and he is God in the flesh, by the way, if you'll trust in him and what he did for you, you'll receive him by faith as your Savior. God will save your soul, and then you don't have to face that judgment of God. You don't have to worry about that, because Christ already paid for it for you. And I thank God that he saved me, and I hope you know him, Christ, as your Savior as well. Jesus Christ is God's Son. Again, gave himself to die to pay for our sins. He did exactly that. He died on a cross. He was buried, but he rose again. Amen. He's alive and well today, and he will save anyone who will come to him in faith. And you have to receive it by faith. Receive that salvation he offers. Receive him by faith. And no one can decide that for you. That's a decision every one of us has to make. We're accountable for the things we do in life, and we're accountable for the decisions we make. You have to decide to trust in Christ. God will give you the faith you need, but you have to exercise that faith. Trust in Christ. Now, I thank God one night over in Pitt County, North Carolina, back in 1993, God got through to my old thick head here and showed me my lost condition. He showed me what Jesus Christ did for me in paying for my sin. And God gave me the faith I needed, and I exercised that faith. I put that faith in Jesus Christ, and God saved my soul. And when he saved me, he adopted me into his family. He gave me eternal life, and he guaranteed me a home in heaven with him. And I want to tell you, my life's never been the same, and he can do the same for you. He can do the same for you. Whoever you are, wherever you are this morning, he can do the same for you. And so I want to ask you, won't you accept him? Accept Christ. Trust in him today. You'll never be sorry. You'll be eternally grateful. As we're celebrating Thanksgiving here today, that's something you will always be thankful for, that he saved your soul. And so we're going to listen to a few songs here now about things we can be thankful for in relation to Thanksgiving, and especially Jesus Christ. Christ, our Savior. We're going to go ahead, song leader Roy. Let's get Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys. Let them come up talk to us a little bit about Jesus. Maybe a little bit about the life he lived when he walked this earth. What kind of man? Song leader Roy.
his head. The blood was on that scarlet road and stained crimson red. Though his eyes were on the crowd that gazed, he looked ahead.
Another good song there for us, thinking about how good God is, and we're kind of going through some songs right now, thinking about Jesus Christ, God's Son, our Savior, and just how good He is and all He did for us. Now, this is a special program, a Good Time Gospel Thanksgiving. I hope you're out there and you'll stay with us for the next little bit. We'll be here till right about 10 o'clock this morning, listening to some good music, and kind of we'll have some funny stories coming up in a little while, just visiting for a little bit, and just really it's to kind of see how good God is and give you an opportunity to call in and say what you're thankful for this Thanksgiving morning. And so we'd love to hear from you. We hadn't had anybody call yet. If you'd like to call in, and we'll put you on the air, and you can tell folks what you're thankful for this morning. The phone number for that is 919-775-1050. That's 919-775-1050. We'd love to hear from you and let you come up and tell folks what you're thankful for on this Thanksgiving morning. Good Thanksgiving morning God's given us. And while we're waiting to get the next call, we'll go ahead and get another song about Jesus here. And it's going to be the Rochesters. We heard from Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys, What Kind of Man. Then we just heard from the Inspirations, When He Was on the Cross, I Was on His Mind. And now we're going to listen to the Rochesters as they bring us Three Men on the Mountain. Song leader Roy.
Three men on the mountain, up on Calvary, and the man in the middle was Jesus. He died for you and me.
Another good song about our Savior Jesus Christ, and we are certainly thankful for him this morning. We're thankful for all of you, and I think we've got a caller maybe called in to let us know what they're thankful for. So Song Leader Roy, if you'll bring them up. Good morning. You are on the air.
Hey, good morning.
Hello there.
I was just calling to
go ahead.
I was just calling to say that I'm grateful for the Lord saving me, and I'm grateful for the family that he's given me, and for my church family, Lord. He's truly blessed us for many, many years, and I'm grateful for what he's going to do in the future.
All right. Well, amen. Appreciate that. Good to hear from you this morning. You have a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. All right. See, do we have another one there, Song Leader Roy? Well, we got another caller. Well, my soul, maybe the corn's starting to pop now. Got another one calling in to say what they're thankful for this morning. Good morning. You're on the air.
What ain't we thankful for, brother?
Hey there, how you doing, brother?
You know who's here, don't you?
I do, Mr. Hootie.
That's him, buddy. I mean, just call in, just to let you know what ain't we thankful for. I'm thankful for everything.
All right. Well, that's exactly right. Exactly right.
Good or bad, brother. Good or bad. I'm thankful for it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Y'all got big plans for today?
Well, yes, sir.
All right.
I got about three dinners to go to, and I ain't going to but one of them. But I don't see how people playing three big dinners. You know, you got family scattered out everywhere. I just plan one of them. I do. My wife's going out, my sons, and I'm going to stay right here at home and take care of home place.
All right. Well, God bless you. I hope y'all have a happy Thanksgiving. I appreciate you calling in.
Well, I hope you and your wife and your daughters does a safe child and safe coming down, man. Like I said, I mean, I'm just thankful for everything, whether it's good or bad. We just thank the Lord for what we get. We know one day when we go home, everything's going to be good, brother.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
Ain't gonna be no bad then. It's all gonna be good.
That's right. That's right. All right.
So thank you. You have a great day. I've been listening to you ever since about 8:20 this morning.
Good, good, good. I appreciate that. Well, God bless you, sir. I appreciate you. Have a good day today.
You too. I'll come to see you soon.
All right. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye, brother. God bless you.
All right. All right. So we got two calls kind of got us going here this morning. Maybe that'd give you a little bit of motivation to call in and let folks know what you're thankful for. The phone number for that is 919-775-1050. 919-775-1050. Why don't you call on in today and let folks know what you're thankful for on what this program we're calling a Good Time Gospel Thanksgiving. And while we're waiting for the next call, let me see. I'll tell you something else I'm thankful for. Last caller just mentioned his family, and certainly I'm thankful for my family. I thank God for the wonderful family he's given me. I thank God that he saved all of my family members, to my knowledge. Every one of them saved. They've trusted in Christ. I thank God for them, my immediate family I'm talking about. But I thank God for my extended family. I thank God for, I'll take it a little bit beyond that, just my friends that God's given me in life. And let me say, I thank God for all of you out there as well. And so let's get a couple songs here today, kind of thinking about the family and just how good God is to us with our family and friends. And let me see, Song Leader Roy, we'll get the Lewis family letter come sing to us about the old family table while we're waiting for our next call. The old family table, Song Leader Roy.
Safer.
Well, we're here with our Good Time Gospel Thanksgiving this morning, and don't know if anybody's able to hear us from a distance out there. We've heard a couple that's been local. The radio, I guess, is working okay for them. I don't know how the internet feed's working for folks, but whoever you are, wherever you are, if you can hear us this morning, we appreciate it if you call in. Let us know what you're thankful for today. The phone number for that is 919-775-1050. 919-775-1050. And we just had the Lewis family kind of sing us a good song about the family, and we're saying we're, you know, thankful for our family and friends and loved ones, and that's true. And so let's go ahead and get another song this morning, thinking about family and knowing that we can continue to be together as a family. You know, people pass away in this life. That song they just sung, they talked about that, how they'd come be part of it, and then, you know, we kind of move away from one another, or different ones would pass away. But we know if we've trusted in Christ, if we're saved, if our loved ones have trusted in Christ, they're saved, we will see them again. We'll be together again, and that's a wonderful blessing, and that's something to be thankful for right there. So let's see. This is one of the Gaithers, one of their little productions, and it's the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, I guess, is the name of the group that's leading it. But let's let them sing for a song, Leader Roy, a song kind of thinking about family and friends again. Will the circle be unbroken? Song Leader Roy.
In the sky.
right. Good song there. Thinking again about family and friends on this good Thanksgiving morning. And again, I'm thankful for my family. I hope you've got some loved ones, some friends, some folks you know that you can be thankful for. If not, I hope you're thankful for this opportunity just to be up and alive today and maybe being part of this Good Time Gospel Thanksgiving. We're glad that you are with us if you're listening in out there. We invite you to call in and let people know what you might be thankful for today. The phone number for that, you call in, we'll bring you up and let you speak, you know, to everyone and let us know what God's done for you, what you're thankful for. Phone number for that is 919-775-1050. That's 919-775-1050. We'd sure love to hear from you this morning. And we told you we might listen to some funny stories, so let's let Mr. Jerry Clower come and tell us a little story about hunting. You know, we said people like to do all kinds of things on Thanksgiving Day, and that's one of the activities that when I was growing up, I've known people that like to do that, go out, be in the woods hunting Thanksgiving morning. And so we'll let Mr. Clower come tell us about bird hunting at Uncle Versy's. Song leader Roy, if you get Mr. Clower in here.
Well, I done met more folks out there in Hollywood. I was out there the other day, and one of them MCA record executives said, "Jerry, I sure would love to go bird hunting." I said, "What kind of birds?" He said, "Quail." I said, "Man, the best quail hunting in the whole world is in Southwest Mississippi." We set up the date. I met this big record executive in Jackson, Mississippi. He landed in the big jet, got off, had his hunting clothes on, looked like little Lord Fauntleroy. We got in the car and got on Interstate 55, went on down to Route 4, Liberty, Mississippi, to the beautiful Versy Ledbetter farm. I drove up in his yard. I said, "Excuse me just a minute, sir. Let me tell Uncle Versy we're going to be hunting on his place." I went in. Uncle Versy is so glad to see me. "Oh, Jerry, God bless you, son. Look, there's 7-8 coveys of birds between here and the road. Boy, I hope you kill a bunch of them. Welcome, son." I said, "Thank you, Uncle Versy." I started out of the door, and Uncle Versy said, "I'm going to have to ask you to do something for me, son. That old Della, my mule, made 30 good crops with her. Veterinarian was out here yesterday and said she's dying, and she's suffering. And I just couldn't stand to see him put her to sleep yesterday. Jerry, would you shoot her for me?" I said, "Yeah, Uncle Versy, I don't like to do it, but if she's suffering, I'll shoot her for you." He said, "You just go ahead and shoot her and go on bird hunting, and me and the boys will tend to her late this evening." On the way back to the car, I said, "I'm going to have me some fun out of this Hollywood dude." I got in the car and I said, "You know that old scoundrel told me I couldn't hunt on his place? Good as I've been to him, he's told me, no, get you in that Hollywood city slicker away from here." And I beat the dashboard with my fist, and I scratched off and throwed rocks all upside of his house, got on down the road about 100 yards, and that was old Della grazing. I slammed on brakes. I said, I'll show that old rascal. I grabbed my shotgun. I jumped out. Boom, boom, and down old Della went, graveyard dead. And just as I turned around and looked over to see what the dude thought, I heard 3 shots over there. Boom, boom, boom. I said, "Feller, what are you doing?" He said, "That old fella upset you so bad, Jerry, I killed 3 of his cows."
Well, my goodness, I hope you have a better Thanksgiving than that, somebody coming out and killing some of your animals and everything. But I appreciate that by Mr. Clower talking about hunting on Thanksgiving morning. Well, this is a Good Time Gospel Thanksgiving, and we're kind of visiting for a little while, enjoying some good music, some stories, and just kind of fellowship with one another. And the way we can do that is if you'd call in. We're inviting you to call in this morning. Let folks know what you're thankful for this Thanksgiving morning. And the phone number for that you can call in. And we invite, the phone lines are open. We're taking calls. The phone number for that is 919-775-1050. That's 919-775-1050. We'd sure love to hear from you this morning. And let's see here. I'm kind of going through a list of things I'm thankful for today. And again, we do want to hear what you're thankful for. But we were just thinking about family and friends and loved ones. And right along that line there, you know, I'm thankful for my church family. Now, we're all, when we get saved, we become a member of the family of God. And I'm thankful for the all of the saved folks that I know and those that I don't know, the family I've got in that way. I'm thankful for my church family like that. But really I'm thinking about here is my local church, family. You know, the Lord's kind of blessed me and my family. We've been able to move, or just my career that I had, my secular career, spent many, many years in the military. We've moved all over the place, and we've been part of different churches. I'm thankful for each and every one of them. But this morning, we are members of Miracle Baptist Church in Sanford, North Carolina, and I thank God for Miracle Baptist Church and all the folks there and the work that God has done and is continuing to do through that local church. And I'm thankful for the local church. And again, I hope you can say the same thing today. I hope you've got a good church that you're a member of where you can serve God, worship God in the context of the local church. I happen to think Miracle Baptist Church, y'all have to forgive me, I'm kind of partial. I happen to think it's the best one going, and I hope you can feel the same about your church. And I'm thankful for our church, and again, for all churches that are out there trying to be faithful to God. And so let's, while we're waiting for our next call to come in, let's go ahead and let the Blackwood Brothers come up and sing us a good song. Kind of about the church. It's called the Old Country Church, and that's kind of what we are at Miracle Baptist Church. We're not big and fancy like some. Whether you're a member of a big church or a small church, I hope you've got a church that you can be thankful for this Thanksgiving morning. We'll let the Blackwood Brothers come in and sing to us about the Old Country Church while we're waiting for your call. You call us and let us know what you're thankful for. Song Leader Roy, go ahead.
Church, to hear the songs of praise.
Songs of praise.
How the people would sing, it would make the rafters ring.
At that old
country church, shall we gather at the river? The beautiful, beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God. Oh, I'll never forget at that old country church how the glory of the Lord came down. And the children would smile as they shouted down the aisle
off that old
country church.
In the sweet by and by
we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by we shall meet on that beautiful shore. Then on Sunday I see all my friends dear to me
at that old country church.
When it came time for prayer, everybody would be there
at that old
country church. Safe and secure from all alarm.
Leaning
on the everlasting arms. Now the years have gone by and so many have died
at that old country church.
But they're on the other shore where they'll sing forevermore as they did at that old church.
I'm redeemed.
Christ is mine.
Jay. Appreciate that good song about the church there. And we are thankful for our churches and trying to be faithful to God all around this world. Well, we're taking calls to see what folks are thankful for this morning. I think we've got somebody that called in when that song started. I hope they're still with us. Let's see who we've got there. Oh, they've already dropped off. We lost them. That was kind of a long time to hold on. But that's okay. If you're listening and you had tried to call in, call us back. And if you haven't called, call us. Let us know what you're thankful for this Thanksgiving morning. Phone number for that is 919-775-1050. That's 919-775-1050. We'd sure love to hear from you this morning. Let folks know what you're thankful for. And we appreciate that with anybody who has, those who have called in and those who will call in. And let's see, we need to take a little break here, let the radio station take care of some business with the station ID, and we'll be right back with you on this Good Time Gospel Thanksgiving.